Hello, Peter Mayers with you in the National Interest on ABC Radio National. Coming up, business calls for a pay rise for the unemployed. We count the cost of tax havens and steering a safer course in the trucking industry with new wage rates for drivers. The weekly National Interest Roundup begins with the Canberra Times, which, bless its socks, plucks the detail from the annual report into the state of the Commonwealth Public Service. The paper has found a string of stories in the 361-page tome. First, we learn that more than 70 federal bureaucrats were sacked for misconduct last year, and 98 others quit while they were under investigation. The most common wrongdoings were misuse of the internet and email, improper access to personal information, and unprofessional behaviour during work hours. Public servants also took an average of 11.1 sick days last year, up by 1.5 days since 2006, and the fifth successive annual rise in empty desk syndrome. You have to wonder what's making public servants ill. With so many absences, it's hardly surprising the federal bureaucracy can struggle to convene a selection committee sometimes. It takes 2 months to hire a new staff member, or almost 3 months to hire a senior executive. And that's a bit of a worry, since the State of the Service report also warns of a generational time bomb, which is set to rip through the federal bureaucracy, with large numbers of senior execs planning to quit the public service within 2 years. The Northern Territory News is warning of a new threat to wildlife, empty beer cans. It's a little bit like the case of the old lady who swallowed a fly. Traces of the amber fluid in discarded tinnies attract insects. Geckos crawl in to catch the creepy crawlies, and then the geckos attract larger reptiles like black-headed goannas. Problem is, a goanna can stick its head inside a can pretty easily, but has a very hard time pulling it out again. According to Alice Springs Reptile Centre owner Rex Nierendorf, the final result can be boiled goanna brain. Can jam, he says, is akin to being microwaved when the sun hits. Mr. Nierendorf has had a dozen distressed goannas brought in so far this year, and he reckons for each one that's found, there's another dozen lizards that fry unseen. It's not nice, and it's bad for the environment. We've spoken on the National Interest before about how European-style bike share schemes struggle to take off in Australian cities because of our compulsory helmet laws. In January this year, 3 months after it launched, the Brisbane scheme boasted just 131 subscribers. The City Council has tried to get around the problem with a pilot program offering free helmets. And it's been a huge success, with a 72% increase in the number of weekly trips. But there's a downside. The Courier Mail reports that a council audit found that about 250 of the initial 400 courtesy helmets have been misplaced during the three-month trial. And each helmet costs the council $10 to replace.